flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back, folks, and we want to thank Lambert, Zaney, Smith & Sosa for sponsoring us this week. We really appreciate it, and we want to thank this gentleman that joins us now from Greater New Orleans & Company, Walt Leger, President and CEO, for hosting us here as well as part of the host committee. What a great venue. We just had an incredible time, and Dave's pointed this out. He goes, it's amazing, this little bitty prop that you have out front draws more people that want to capture a moment of New Orleans.
It's a bass drum, a snare drum, and a cymbal. And it just says, record-tying 11th New Orleans, host of Super Bowl. And I lost count hundreds of people ago. Yeah. How many people take selfies with it, shoot videos of it, take pictures of it? It's the little things like that.
It's beautiful. I love it. I agree. It looks great. It's the perfect perfect symbol of New Orleans and the music culture, and it's got the football in the front with the really cool logo on it. And I mean, people keep trying to take the football. We got to watch that. But other than that,
well, it doesn't hurt that 3 feet away you have fried shrimp and
you're right,
crawfish boil and chocolate mayo brownie bites. But
they did a great job with this, and thank you all for being a part of this. I just think there's so much energy in this room. And so many people right now, when you think about it, just thousands of people talking about New Orleans.
No, absolutely. I have to brag on you, last night's production. You know, y'all's mantra is built to host. Well, there was no event more emblematic of that than what I experienced last night. Now, you know that...
At the media party at Mardi Gras World.
Media party at Mardi Gras World. You've been to a bunch of those. This is what you do now.
Yeah.
I've been to a bunch over the years. No event like last night.
When you have a canvas like New Orleans and Louisiana to work with, you try to paint the prettiest picture you can. And I think the people who, I mean, there were hundreds of people who made all of that happen. And
yeah,
I'm so proud of them.
Absolutely.
It was a great demonstration of just the joy of our culture and the music and the food. And, I mean, I walked back and Emerald was doing a panel on cooking. And, I mean, they brought every little element to it. So it wasn't just, you know, a band.
Right.
You know, people have bands in other cities, and it wasn't just food. People have food, but we have great food. It was other little things that just kind of
jazzed
it up. It was awesome.
French Quarter Fest,
the river.
Mardi Gras, the river, all wrapped
up in one. Beautiful night.
I mean, it was like three blocks long.
It was fantastic, and we everybody was really proud of it. And we've gotten great responses. I've had media people have been to dozens of these, and they went on and on about how it was the best one. And I mean, we're biased, but I think it was pretty great, and I'm really proud of the people who worked so hard to make it happen.
Well, we've talked about how, you know, when you have someone coming over, usually they say, you have a beautiful home. You know, you have to say that.
Right.
But more people have walked up to us and told us, oh, my God, I've never had so much fun. I wish the Super Bowl were here every year. And we're not even asking.
Right.
They're just offering that, and that's the goal, and you're knocking it out of the park.
Feels very genuine. Like you said, they could say, I'm having a nice time without adding, it should be here every year. So I tend to believe them. And I don't know if we could do it every year, but we probably do it every other year.
You don't know if you want to do it every year.
But I'll tell you what. This is for our team this week, though. This is so joyful for our team because, you know, we compete with every city every day for events. this is a big one that people pay attention to, but they're not paying attention to every medical conference, every professional association. And our team's grinding those out every day. And some are 1,000 people, some are 500 people, some are 200 people, some are 25,000 people. But they all matter, and they add up to thousands of meetings a year and billions of dollars of economic impact. And so for our team to be able to kind of get the spotlight a little bit,
yeah,
and
sure,
be able to say, like, everyone's paying attention to the competition this time, and we want it, and we're delivering on the promise. It's a big lift in their sales, and they deserve that, and I'm happy for them to experience the joy of victory that gets elevated like
Look,
this.
Look, y'all deserve to pound the chest.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
So far, we got ways to go. We're going to keep pounding it out.
I think today's Wednesday. I'm not sure. But
Noel actually asked me during a break, what day is it?
But if the goal is, the goal is to recognize it's a football game, it's also 2,000 or more corporate events happening all over the city right now. And as you said, we're built to host these events. We can do them all at the same time if you need us to. But if you want to have a really special event, we can definitely put that together for you. And we want people to recognize that are here, come back at a different time of year. You're going to get a very similar experience because your meeting is your Super Bowl. This is the NFL Super Bowl, but your meeting is your event, and it matters to us as much as this one does.
And all you want is one person to read one story from one of these 6,000 credentialed media, to see one video, to see one picture, hear one radio report, and say to their association, their group, their folks, hey, maybe we should have our meeting down
and
there, too.
That's all we're looking for is maybe. Maybe we should do it, because if they'll give us that, then we'll go compete.
Yeah.
But there are some people who haven't said maybe in New Orleans yet. And so for those people out there that haven't given us a shot yet, you hope that this will trigger that. And then they say, yeah, maybe New Orleans good. Let's look at it. Once they meet our team, once they meet our community and see what it, we feel pretty good about the ability to compete. But you got to get that opportunity first, right? And so that's a big deal. And that this creates that for us. A lot of new eyes.
How many interviews have you done?
Few hundred, I don't know.
Really?
I've lost count. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
And nationally, international.
National, international. We're not turning anything down, and we're going to just keep going. I mean, as long as people want to talk and my voice holds out. My team told me last night,
it was a little home. It was a little iffy last night.
Last night
it
was so loud. I went home and had some lemon water and some tea.
You know, the funny thing, that the one question I keep hearing people ask when they see each other this morning or this afternoon now is, what time did you leave the party?
Yeah.
Because, so some people, it was, I got out of there at 9.
I can't say.
Other people, or others, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I was disappointed.
I legitimately don't know what time it was, but the sun wasn't up yet.
Yeah, it's Wednesday, but there's so many more things coming, and, you know, all of this brings so much energy. And our team's energized, the city's energized, everybody feels good. We're going to keep going, and it's going to be a great week. And I was just talking to somebody, though, at a hotel, because we're working with the whole hotel community, and he said, man, I've got a pre-con meeting at 9 a.m. on Monday morning. So when we say that when we finish on Sunday night, we're going to pick up on Monday and just keep going,
that's
what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We've got more meetings coming, we've got more events coming, and a lot of these hotels are going to clean up, get their rooms flipped, and go right back to it. Same with the restaurants, same with the community at large. So, you know, we're also going to be getting ready for the next Super Bowl, hopefully, and continue those conversations, because you got to do that all the time. But it doesn't stop, and that's great. This is what we do, and we're going to just keep pushing and try to win.
We were just talking with Michael Heck and Susan Bourgeois, and talking about how do you quantify the impact of this. I mean, I got texts. Guy says sales tax receipt will only give you a fraction of actual cash commerce going on. I'm guessing it's an additional 30% to 40%.
Yeah, it's huge.
You know, obviously he or she's a numbers guy, person, but you know.
Well, when you think about it, what LED and GNO Inc. and those teams are working to do is put a spotlight on Louisiana and New Orleans as a great place to do business. We're celebrating a great place to live, great place to work, great place to visit, great place to invest every day. We've brought this event here to do just that, and that's what they're working to do over the next several days. You can't put a price tag on that.
Yeah.
There's just no other way to do that. And you can fight hard every day, scrapping to get one person here or two people there to listen. But when you can bring a mass of people and use your resources to communicate, I mean, you can't put a price tag on it. I mean, the tax receipts are a way to measure that and the economic impact of it, but it's the intangible things and the people out there, as you said, Dave, that said maybe New Orleans, you can't put a price tag on that. You know, yeah. All you need is a maybe.
We were talking the other day about just one example, the movie Girls Trip.
Yeah.
And how it has led to now years and years of groups of women coming to New Orleans to spend a week here, either at Essence or some yep. other time. And there's no way to figure out, well, how many people came because of that movie and how much money did they spend because of that movie. But I think you can definitely liken that to the Super Bowl, that you're going to see a trajectory, whether you can directly correlate it or not, it's going to be there.
You got to take your swings and get your chance to be in front of as many people as you can, because those things really matter, especially when you live in a world where people are getting hit with 10,000 ads a day. 10,000 ads a day trying to sell them something. And how else do you get their attention except something like this, which isn't an ad, but it's basically a series of promotional opportunities for over a week. And now it's really like 2 weeks, because people start talking about it with the NFC, AFC Championship and leading up to it, and they just keep saying New Orleans, New Orleans, New Orleans. That adds up. It's big. It's big.
Anecdotally, you hear a lot of stories from a lot of folks, and you will throughout the week. The best story that you've heard?
So far.
Well, I'll tell you my fun experience I've had. I got to meet Terry Bradshaw this morning. Today is Terry Bradshaw Day in the city of New Orleans, and they presented him with a proclamation this morning. And his words about his warmth for Louisiana and New Orleans were just really touching. And what I didn't realize was he won his first Super Bowl here in New Orleans, 50 years ago. At Tulane Stadium, and making that a major part of the history of professional football. And those kind of things and all those little connections are really cool. I think we're just getting started. So check with me at the end of the week. Yeah. It's going to be – there'll be some stories. But, you know, today is really kind of the kickoff. I mean, we've been getting there, but people are really starting to show up today in big numbers.
The toe's been in the water. Yeah, now they're fully immersed, right?
So I think the next few days are going to be intense.
Well, we feel it here.
Absolutely.
You know, just today.
Yeah, this is a really cool setup, and it's great to see, and you know, the podcasts and the TV productions and the radio productions and all the celebrities that are in here. You know, I just saw Dak Prescott over there a minute ago, and then the beer man, Michael Lewis. So side by side, and I was like, well, those are two legends of the game. But yeah, it's
but that's
just
a
so
whole
excitement.
New dynamic, right? Social media.
Yeah, it's created.
The impact the same. Podcasts, the impact the same. Typically, I mean, we've kind of figured out how to quantify mainstream media a little bit.
Right.
For the most part. But in that realm, I don't know that we've ever really, I mean, even as we produce a lot of this stuff, it's hard for us to quantify.
Right. And we can talk about it, but to actually get our arms around it and put it into numbers that you can really see on a paper, they're not there.
That's why we're not turning down any interviews. Yeah. But you're right. You can't. It's hard to measure it. And our team talks about that a lot as we're trying to deploy our limited resources. Where do you do that? And sometimes what it means is you're just trying to be everywhere that you can at all times so that you're telling the story the right way. But there's so much media out there. People are consuming it in so many different ways. I think even in politics, you saw with the presidential election, podcasts were of huge impact on the outcome.
Absolutely.
I think there's just so much information. You don't know where people are going to get it, but you want them to get your message. And so you keep finding ways to put it out
there. So if a TikToker says, hey, I've got 10 million followers, I want to do an interview, how can you say no to that?
Don't.
Because you go, well, TikTok, but people consume
speak
the crap
to
1% out of that.
1% of those followers, you feel pretty good about
What's
that,
amazing
right?
to me is people that travel in those circles, like there's signs all around here of what we're talking about right now. I walk around and I'm so disconnected.
I have no idea who some of these people
are. Who are these people? Right. Who's that? Who's this?
Yeah.
Somebody walked up
to me. I'm almost embarrassed. There's too many.
Somebody walked up to me at the party last night and said, I just want to get an image of you for the podcast. And he just kind of like zoomed in and out on my face a couple of times. And I was like, all right. Well, hey.
I don't know what podcast.
God only knows where that's going to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot out there. And, you know, and we obviously know the big ones, Fox Sports is over, you know, wherever, and ESPN, and but I mean, there's just dozens and dozens of those individual people who are out there making maybe as big of an impact,
or bigger. And the truth is, we're seeing that dynamic shift where those big that you find one person with a social media presence who hits more people in a day than any of those big guys out there in the world. And so it's changed so dramatically, but you've got the right attitude. As long as you can talk to people who may want to come to New Orleans, you'll talk to them anywhere, anytime,
Absolutely.
Anyway.
And look, we know that people are listening to your show. know that, and that's been impactful. And so we are fortunate to have such a powerful station that reaches so far and that has such great listenership and people that are loyal to our region and our community and that want to support it. And that was great last night, too. We had about maybe half the legislature pass through our building last night.
Yeah, I got to see a lot
come
of
over
old,
on a shuttle bus.
I ran into Jeff Wiley.
Yeah.
I didn't even recognize
right.
him. He goes, Newell. And I look, and he goes, Jeff.
Yeah, well, you said you were drinking beer last night.
I hadn't seen him in a while either.
I had one and a half. That was it.
They were from all over the state and just so supportive of what's happening here. Glad to see sort of the vibrancy and the safety protocols, the infrastructure upgrades, the party that really highlighted Louisiana and New Orleans. And that's been a big goal here is show people the big picture.
Saw a lot of people from the North Shore, too.
Yeah. Tons.
Last night.
Tons.
Which was
that
great.
Was great to see.
It was great to see. They were so excited about being
everybody
there.
Was so just complimentary, excited, happy. And we all, I think when we compete for things like this and do it together and win, obviously there's an uplifting factor there. And we need more of that. We need more of that, you know, fighting together, winning together, and demonstrating our excellence and being proud of it.
Yeah, I got to visit with Lacey Osborne from the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. She had a whole bunch of folks.
It was so great to see them.
Her as well, and, you know, very supportive and excited, you know, for the whole region.
Yep, absolutely. It's a big win, and we're not the biggest place out there, but when we're together, we can compete with anybody.
Well, we definitely
and that
punch above our weight, for
we're
sure.
We're talking with Walt Leger, President and CEO of New Orleans & Company, coming to you live from the New Orleans Morial Convention Center, where they are. We're at the host committee booth, and the energy just keeps getting more and more electric and more palpable. When we come back, he said maybe we want to host it every other year. Well, when is the next one available? We'll look at that. And what other events could this lead to coming to New Orleans? Walt Leger will talk with Newell Norman and myself, Dave Cohen, about that after this here on WWF.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Walt Leger of New Orleans & Company, and the NFL is not currently accepting bids for future Super Bowls, but what, 2029, 2030 would be the next one available at some point?
Yeah, that won't stop us from soliciting them, of course. We're going to keep pushing. They've awarded 28. Atlanta's going to have 28. So we've certainly already been laying the foundation for that, and obviously Mrs. Benson and the Saints organization is a big part of that. They've got to kind of push that we're interested, and we start talking about dates and looking at dates. I mean, Mardi Gras is a challenge for us. You know, every year does not work for us. So that's one thing with the every other year thing. Even that's difficult just because of the dates and the way things fall. So,
and presumably Tennessee is going to have to get one because they're getting a new stadium. Yeah. Maybe Buffalo. Who knows if they want to have an outdoor stadium Super Bowl in February in Buffalo. But
I would advise that they think long and hard about that one. Yeah. But Buffalo seems like a lovely place.
Just maybe, one man's opinion, right?
Maybe April or, you know,
how
May.
How many chicken wings can you
but
eat?
I'll tell you. I mean, I joked with you earlier, though, when this past year, our PR team earned designation as one of the best places to visit in the world in August by Travel and Leisure. And I was saying the comparison to that is, like, that's like Buffalo being named one of the best places to play a football game in February.
February.
I mean, that's challenging. But Tennessee, certainly, I would expect we'll have one soon. And so we've been looking at and trying to sort through dates in the 30s, in the early 2030s, to present some options so that we can go compete for that next one. And that seems like a good time frame. It gives other people the opportunity, but brings it back here within a reasonable time frame. And that's what we want. But there are other events that we like. I mean,
draft. There's only one Super Bowl. But
the draft, to me, would be spectacular here.
Yeah, it looked great in other cities, but God, imagine it here.
Well, so think about it here. It's right around Jazz Fest. We're about, you know, look, Jazz Fest is a major event for us, but we're about 70-75% occupancy at that time. If you could put the draft on top of Jazz Fest, then you basically create
huge.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
And you got Jazz Fest and the draft. You got Jazz Fest in Mid-City. You got the draft downtown somewhere, maybe a riverfront area. I think it could be a spectacular event for the city and for the NFL. And so we've been kind of pushing that. I think in the past there were some concerns about doing them in alignment, but I think we're at a place where we can get that done, and I hope we can have a real conversation about it as time goes on, because that event's gotten to be really cool.
Hey, Les, go ahead.
I was just going to say, going along with what we were talking about earlier, just got a text. Dave Portnoy did a pizza review in Metairie yesterday that went absolutely wild and viral. That's just one aspect of the Super Bowl.
Yep. Yeah, it's spectacular. That's exactly what you do when you bring people like that together, right? Big things happen for businesses throughout the community, and that's exciting.
We talked about the growth and the exponential increased ability and opportunity that a Super Bowl presents. We've seen several new hotels that opened just for, including the one at Caesars, they wanted to be open in time for Super Bowl. But then we were talking about, you know, the Convention Center Hotel they're literally working on it outside of this building right now. How many hotel rooms do we have now, and where are we headed? I remember when we were like, oh, we got 30,000. But now we're
just over 40,000 or so in the region. About 26,000 downtown that are really in the core kind of the meetings area of downtown area. The Omni Hotel you're talking about, the convention center, is an absolute game changer. It's critically important.
Rooms.
It's 1,000 rooms.
Here
it also,
on campus.
It also is right here in a way that we haven't had. And it also pushes all of our other properties to compete with them, which is always a good thing when the market can drive up that quality and push people to be a little bit better. I think it just makes us all stronger. And I'm excited to get to the point where that's, you know, under construction. I think it's actually going to be a pretty important component to us competing for the next Super Bowl, is being able to point to the advancement of that and of the offerings. Because, you know, from 2013 to 2025, this event has changed dramatically. The demand is different. The level of luxury and other expenditures associated with it has gone up exponentially, and you know, it's going to keep growing. It appears to continue to keep growing, and we want to be able to compete. Then we have to keep being reinventing ourselves in some ways as well, and being attractive and drawing that level of people.
I think they have consumed the entire exhibition hall.
Correct.
Here, right?
Correct. Yes.
How many events do we have that actually do that?
A handful. You know, I mean, there are a few a year, but they're few and far between that take up the whole convention center. NADA was one of them.
That's what's amazing is a week ago, NADA was leaving here.
Right.
And now this is all here. And the ability to turn around a mile of convention floor from the Automobile Dealers Association with, 16,000 people?
About 18,000 this
18,
year.
000,
and there was a little smaller than we hoped because of the snow. But it was a huge event.
Then now suddenly this is here, and you don't see any evidence of that having been here. It's amazing, the turnaround.
It's a great example of the people who work in this industry that don't kind of get credit for working in this industry. You know, you don't think of construction workers and welders and electricians, electrical workers, and so many others building the exhibit space, breaking it down. All the things that go along with that are complicated, and it takes time. You've got load-in days and load-out days where you can't have an event, right? So they finished. You had to load out. Then you had a couple days of load-in. You weren't going to have another event there. So the occupancy here is really pretty high. It's about 65 to 70% because so many days get consumed by that load-in, load-out. But the number of events we'll be able to host with a new hotel actually increases pretty dramatically. We think 25 to 30 more events a year, which is just huge. And allows us to compete for things we haven't been able to compete for in the past. And that's what we want is new audiences.
It's hard to imagine. I think you were telling me one day that sometimes we're a little short on venue space.
I think we're short on venue space right now, to be honest with you. I mean, we've filled every venue in the community. There are times where you don't have a space that's big enough. I think that I'd like us to be able to find a space next time for NFL Honors that seats more than we can seat at the Sanger. I think Sanger's an incredible venue. It's going to be an amazing event. But if it was a little bit if we had a little bit larger event, we'd have venue. We could have a different crowd there, and you know, of course, the Sanger would be used for something else. You know, I mean, there's not going to be any lack. But I do think that from a venue standpoint, we're full, and they've had to build some pretty big structures over by LSU Medical Center and the parking lots over there to be able to accommodate on location, which is a very high end luxury sort of experience for the attendees of the game. They're doing similar things in other cities, by the way. I mean, Miami built, I think, 1 million square feet of entertainment space around their stadium a couple of years ago because they didn't have much around their stadium.
Right.
But certainly, venues of certain sizes are, being added over the years is important, and that's going to continue, we hope.
Yes. Well, we'll leave it on that. Walt,
thank you
so much for joining
Always
us.
Always great being with you.
We've kept you a little longer than we said we would. Walt Leger's got to go do about 80 million more interviews.
Can't wait. but I've enjoyed this one the most.
Oh, well, I hope you don't tell that to all the interviewers.
Thank you, guys.
Take the B12, baby.
Take care.
Walt
Leger,
New you. Orleans & Company here on WWL. We've got another guest coming up next.
Yep. We're going to visit with Kenny Mayne when we come back. Author, actor, pitchman, filmmaker, and more. Spent 27-year run as ESPN Sports Center. We'll be right back.
And I can't believe all the smiles on all the faces. Everywhere I look out here, everyone has these huge smiles on, Newell, and they're having fun. They don't know what day it is like you. Newell just asked me again during the break, what day is it? It's Wednesday. And for most folks, the party's really getting started here in New Orleans today. It's going to just keep growing and growing. And I got a smile on my face because we got Kenny Mayne here with us here in the host committee booth.
He's the author, actor, pitchman, filmmaker, and more. He's got a new film out called Wiffle Ball, and he will be at Caesars on the second floor this evening. I don't think there's
We're going to sell it out right now. Your audience.
Exactly. Well, there's no charge for admission, right?
That's a good deal. That helps
right away. That ought to help, But
So if you saw Kenny on ESPN Sports Center for 27 years, and this guy is hilarious, and tell us about what the show is going to be like tonight at Harrah's. And folks literally can
Caesars.
I can't help that. Caesars. Well, they just changed it last week.
It's funny. Caesars. So I had a deal going with Caesars, actually. I've been down here a bunch of times. For a couple of years, I did promotions and commercials and this and that. I remember one commercial I was in. It was just to deliver my line to Archie Manning. Halle Berry's sitting next to him. You think I'm not going to say something to her first? Like, I'm not, I love my wife. Tonight at the Vesta Room at the Caesars Hotel, not the casino, but across. Right. And second floor, and I'm going to show my movie called Wiffle Ball. I'll tell you about that in a minute. And I'm going to do hopefully some jokes that work, and
a little stand up.
They work better than Monday in Las Vegas. And then afterward, some Q&A. But the main point of the whole thing is to raise awareness about my foundation. It's called Run Freely. I wrecked my ankle playing football at UNLV a long time ago. I got this amazing device called an ExoSim in Gig Harbor, Washington. Gretchen and I started this foundation called Run Freely, runfreely.org. And out of nowhere, this thing just happened. I was in Vegas to do my first ever stand-up, doing the same show, basically, at Kimmel's place. His guy got a hold of somebody at Caesars, got a hold of somebody here, told him the pitch, You know, we're giving them like 40 hours notice. Hey, on Wednesday night, anything going on this week?
No, nothing.
They were absolutely generous and proud to do it. They're like, it's for veterans. Yeah. Let's do a cool thing.
The general manager there is a friend of mine,
oh, nice.
Samir Moad.
Went to the same high school together.
Well, great guy. He makes it happen.
Free shout out, Samir.
Yeah.
So he's the one who made it happen. And we're not charging to come in. We don't know how many are showing. It could be 10 people. It could be 200. We don't know. But whatever it is better than what it wasn't, right? Like
right,
if we raise $5, that's better than zero. These braces cost between $8,000 and $10,000. So every time we raise that much money, I call the guy in Washington State. Next guy up, next girl up, whoever it is.
These are essentially like a bionic attachment that you're making available to injured veterans.
Yeah. It's outside. You put it over your leg, then you put that in your shoe, and it displaces the pressure on your bad joint. So it doesn't fix anything, but it keeps you from having to have surgery or worse, like, you know, the ultimate.
Amputation.
Yeah. And my ankle sucks. I just showed you on the side. It's not great.
I
can get
Kenny, it ain't pretty, baby.
I like to be barefoot the best. Flip flops is second best as far as not having pain later that day. If I wear a tennis shoe or a dress shoe, like I just have two or three better. So I've learned I have to always I'm wearing flip flops. People have a problem about that. But I don't care. So we're really excited. Last Super Bowl, I got Joe Montana to show up at Bobby Flay's restaurant at Caesars.
Yeah.
And he threw seven passes. Right, Joe Montana. That's a sign.
Playing in the Super Bowl here in New Orleans.
And the Super Bowl where they beat Bengals, 1989, that's the tape that got me introduced to ESPN in the first, but it's all coming back. And Joe was a sweetheart. I told him 15 minutes in and out. Throw some passes, take some pictures. We get to call Gig Harbor and say, next veteran up. Mike Penix did the same for him. Dale Earnhardt helped out. Like, we've had so many cool people. I'm leaving out names, and I shouldn't. I'll just do it. Jamal Crawford, Gary Payton, Steve Largent, Jerry Rice, Lenny Wilkins.
Lenny Wilkins.
On and on and on. They've all either given their time or their name or they're the prize, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what a cool thing that people now have a ball from Joe Montana and can say, I got a pass from Joe Montana. And in doing so, I helped a veteran get pain-free.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Incredible.
And we're doing it tonight in a different way.
So tell us about Wiffle Ball.
Wiffle Ball is going back to 1989, same year. Same year as that Super Bowl. Later, Ken Griffey's now a rookie playing baseball for the Mariners. I got Harold and Griffey to show up, Harold Reynolds, to show up at the Science Center just for a fun shoot. Just, I didn't know what I was doing back then. Not quite as polished as you might have seen later at ESPN. But in the doing of this, we threw wiffle balls on a speed pitch. And all these years, I've told people I beat Griffey by 1 mile per hour. Griffey, 2 years ago, I run into him, and he brings up the day we threw wiffle balls. I'm like, wait a minute. He's like Willie Mays remembering something, you know, right? Griffey. He's one of the greatest to ever play. Why is he still thinking about that stupid wiffle ball thing?
Because he lost.
That's what I think. That's my premise. So now, was Griffey throwing as hard as he possibly can? I don't know.
Of course he was.
If you come to the event.
He's a competitor.
The eye test says I beat him. I'm going to say that. But it doesn't matter. So I make this dumb documentary. Let's get to the truth of what happened. That's the point of it. Ken Burns is in it.
Oh, really?
We got cool music. The president of Wiffle Ball. We got a science professor I hired to analyze the tape. Because I won't give up on my, I beat him. You know.
Is there a rematch in the future?
No, it's funny. Griffey did not want to be involved. I don't even know why, but it's okay. We have the old footage. It would have been cool to have him in the Michael Jordan Last Dance role, you know, sitting back like, you know, but we didn't get that. But we think it turned out pretty well. Like, most people who've seen it have given us good marks. Christopher Guest, who was just shooting Spinal Tap down here in New Orleans, he gave a good mark, so I'll take that. And that comes out in September, by the way. So we're proud of the movie. Now I just don't screw up the top and be funny on the Q&A, and it should be a good night.
And so for free tonight, show up at Caesars Hotel,
second floor,
and at
Vesta
8 o'clock.
Is the name of the room.
The Vesta Room.
V-E-S-T-A, I believe, right?
I want to get there around 7. Just
I would get there 5 o'clock. The lines will start forming. That,
now they will.
You know what? It's going to be like a Pearl Jam concert.
Yeah.
Like, first tickets available. Don't miss this event. I told the guy, what if this happens? What if we actually do a good job getting out the word and just a bunch of randos show up, and then now they got these million-dollar players that can't get in? You might need a special line for the high rollers, but whoever shows up, it'll be great. I already know. Just counting friends who've said I'll be there, it's going to be whatever it is. If If it's 30 people, we'll make fun of that. If it's 100, I won't make fun of it. I'll be proud of it. So
Kenny, tell us about your 27-year run with ESPN.
It was horrible. I had to quit at some point. No, it was great.
You left at the peak.
I had to beg my way in. I had that Joe Montana Super Bowl was, you know, my introduction to them. Got interviewed, did a tryout. I didn't get hired. Then I quit that job. Don't ask why. Then I assembled garbage cans. Then I sold prepaid legal insurance. Then I sold long distance for MCI, all the while thinking I'm going to go to ESPN. Like, and I remember distinctly at a
garbage can. There,
I was a garbage man during college. So after I quit my TV job, about a month after the Griffey shoot, actually, I called the garbage man guy back. Hey, I just quit my job. You know, could I come down there and even a couple days a week would help out? And he's like, well, we don't use what you did anymore. We're down to one-man trucks because they got the claw, right?
Because, folks, just so you know, Kenny's a pretty big guy.
No, this is true. I was
in great shape.
I was the swamper is what they were called. So I would hang on the back of the garbage truck. He'd stop. I'd jump off with my big metal can, take their can, put it in my can, go to the truck, right? Did this, you know, 5 days a week. And that was summertime job. So this is now 10 years later, and the guy's like, the industry has passed you by, basically, is what happened. We have no use for you.
We have no use for your skill.
Yeah, but he says,
dumping trash in the back of the truck.
Was that the most demoralizing time of your life?
Getting rejected by the garbage. I don't make fun of garbage. Garbage collectors are high on my list of important jobs.
Absolutely, no doubt.
Never, and I respect them. But he said, what I do have for you is we need garbage cans made. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, they come off a train. And there's 10 smashed together, and there's the wheels and the lid, and I'm not very mechanical. Like my Pinewood Derby, like Ralph Nader tried to stop that from, it was pretty bad. So, I made these cans. They probably are falling apart somewhere in South Seattle by now, and I ran out of cans. I was working so hard trying to make an impression, I burned through all the cans, and then I looked in the paper, and there was this advertisement back when you got jobs on a newspaper once, right? And it said marketing company. Television or radio experience a bonus, and I'm like, they're talking to me. I just quit a TV job. I was just making garbage cans, and it's they left out the tele part, so now I was literally selling prepaid legal insurance, which is actually a thriving company. People don't want to have an expensive attorney. It's just like buying insurance in case you need
he's still selling it right now.
The value is remarkable for $9.95 a month. We'll put it directly in your card. Can I bring my supervisor on the line? And so I then went to long distance sales. Now people don't understand what that means these days, right? It's like
you just make a phone call.
In the olden times, people had phones and you had to choose Sprint
with
or
wires.
MCI or whatever. Right. And I was trying to, you know, the toughest one there, I remember I went all the way down to Auburn, which is like a 30-minute drive from Seattle, and I'm thinking it's a big deal because they look like a big company. They had a lot, you know, buildings, and we chit-chat about the Seahawks and, you know, like you do in sales calls. He pulls out his bill. They were billing like $8 a month. Like the most I was going to make was 50 cents. And I'm trying to pay bills. So I kept on. ESPN would call. Hey, Griffey hit 2 homers last night. Go interview him. Or Gary Payton scored 20-20. And I would fill what they needed. I was like a freelancer.
Right.
They
absolutely
were stringing me. And they call it a stringer. And I did feel like I was being strung along. Like, I mean, there was
But eventually they realized what they had in you, and they put you on.
It took a while.
On SportsCenter.
They put me on ESPN2 and told me to have no aspiration of getting to SportsCenter. That's what they said. No, distinctly.
Don't even ask.
Don't even think about moving over to Channel 1. You're over here with the weirdos wearing blue shirts and talking about skateboarding. But they killed that show, and then they had me do a car racing show. RPM.
Right, we're almost out of time. So tell us, how did you
get on ESPN?
What
do you mean we're out of time? I have all day. I don't know why. You didn't run into a 9-minute commercial? All right. Forget everything I said. Show up at Caesars.
How did you get on SportsCenter?
Because I got asked to be there. Like, they killed our ESPN2 show. I'm floating around the building. They're like, screw it. Let's have him try it one day.
Different guy had to be.
Yeah, let's throw him
Larry
in there.
Beal. Larry Beal was my first
Not
co-host.
The guy who told you had no aspiration. All
no.
Right.
No, that guy ended up liking me. He just said that at the beginning.
All right, tonight.
Caesars.
Hotel. Second floor.
The Vesta
8
room.
O'clock.
No charge. Free to get in.
Then
and
we're going to beat money
more
out of
this. You. Absolutely.
No raise the penalty.
For a great cause.
Runfreely.org.
Thanks
you
for
go.
Joining us.
Thank you so much. Best of luck to you.
What are you
going to
do for the next 5 minutes?
We're going to play commercials. We'll be back after this.
Enjoy these sponsors.